Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. U.S. travel advocates descend upon Capitol Hill from all 50 states. Delegates held more than 300 meetings with top U.S. policymakers to discuss industry priorities to increase global competitiveness, drive economic growth, and create and support jobs nationwide. New data underscores the travel industry's contributions to the economy and workforce across the United States, and delegates from all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the District of Columbia took to Capitol Hill today, Wednesday, March 20, 2024, for the U.S. Travel Association's annual legislative fly-in, Destination Capitol Hill. This year's Destination Capitol Hill is all about setting the groundwork for a more globally competitive future for travel. U.S. Travel Association President and CEO Jeff Freeman added, "The annual event is a significant opportunity to unite the travel industry from all 50 states to speak with lawmakers on issues that are vital to our long-term success and growth." Travel advocates attend U.S. Travel's Destination Capitol Hill, March 20, 2024. Top legislative priorities. Travel advocates shared four key requests in meetings with policymakers. 1. Lower visitor visa wait times, which average 400 days for top source markets. 2. Lower customs wait times, which can reach up to 2 hours at peak times at major U.S. airports. 3. Fully fund the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Travel and Tourism for FY 2025. 4. Advance the Federal Aviation Administration Reauthorization Bill. New travel impact data. Delegates were armed with new data on the travel industry's essential contributions to the U.S. economy and workforce. Travel accounted for $1.3 trillion in direct spending in 2023, which produced an economic footprint of $2.8 trillion. In 2023, travel supported more than 15 million American workers, 8 million directly employed by the travel industry. Travel spending generated nearly $165 billion in total tax revenue, including $89 billion in state and local tax revenue in 2023. Travel-generated tax revenue alleviated an average of $1,273 in taxes per U.S. household. Hundreds of travel advocates from across the United States joined U.S. Travel's Destination Capitol Hill program ahead of scheduled meetings with U.S. lawmakers. During the fly-in event, U.S. Travel awarded Chairman Sam Graves, Republican Missouri, and Ranking Member Rick Larson, Democrat Washington, both serving on the U.S. House Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, with the Association's Legislator of the Year Award. See here to learn more about Destination Capitol Hill. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.